La-di-da. Here we go. Hi, Squirrely. There's a squirrel right here. He's a big one. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Ghost Commentator. What's that sound? It's squirrels running around down there. There's a lot of rippling water. Why is the water so ripply-dipply? The squirrel's looking at me. Oh, we got ourselves a duck down there. We got a ducky duck. Probably the same ducks I saw last night. Okay, here we go. Did I say the thing yet? The current time is 1930. Well, it's 1931 now. UTC, and that means you're listening to another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm down in the creek today after a terrible morning because, you know, the construction guys had to tear up the street, make a lot of noise. There was jackhammers and concrete saws. And, you know, I thought that was a female mallard, but I think that's a... Well, yeah, I do still think that. For a second there, I was thinking maybe that's a teal. No, that is not a teal. Okay. So, yeah. Trying to block the wind, not working out too well. So much noise. Blah, blah, blah. So much construction. I can't even get out of my house, so I had to walk down here to the creek. That's why we're here at the creek. And it's a beautiful day. It's 20 plus degrees, clear skies, slight breeze. The golf course is in use. And I was going to go down here in the creek, but I know it'll freak out that duck or this squirrel who's right here, 2 meters away on this tree, just staring at me. That duck is looking at me too. Where's the other one? Where's the male? Usually you see mallards together. And last night I saw a pair of mallards down here. Last night? What are you talking about, Tobe? I'm not going down into the creek here. I'm going to walk down to the other end. So last night, I was bored, and although it was kind of cool yesterday, it warmed up in the late afternoon and it got really nice. And so at about 18:30 local time, I decided to head out. I came down here. Oh, there's another bunny. Hi, Mr. Bun. That's the second rabbit I've seen today. It's rabbit season in my neighborhood. Yeah, it's a little warm out here today. So I came down here last night, and somehow I had a... What the hell was that? There's loud noises in the leaves down here. Something's running around down there. Now there's the bunny goes down. There was something else. Maybe it was just another bunny. Bun, bun, buns. On with the story. Good Lord, it's getting a little hot. I came down here last night. And I brought the reacher grabber tool, the golf ball tool. Something told me that I was going to need it. But I came down here, and the first place I checked was this end of the creek, where we just were, where it goes underneath the golf course. Well, I was down in there looking around, and there was nothing. There was a couple of white golf balls that we found the day before. And that's when my brain said, no. Pay attention. Focus there. And I was looking down into the log jam, okay, because all the giant trees that fall over down here in the creek, They eventually get washed up to the tiny culvert that they cannot pass through. And so there's just this big log jam in front of the culvert, right? And laying there on a log, being propped up by another log, is a golf ball. And not only is it a golf ball, it's a blue golf ball. Yeah, now you can see why my brain was saying, go, Tobe, do work now. And not only was it a blue golf ball, it was not the usual blue golf ball. You know, the usual blue golf ball is either I think blues are Titleists and Callaways and Chaos. No, because it wasn't that color blue. I said, I better go grab this. Luckily, I brought the reacher grabber. However, the reacher grabber is not quite long enough, so I did have to do some precarious balancing. I walked across a log, had to step on another couple logs, did this, did that, to enable my position. Okay, just birds. Enabled my position to use the reacher grabber tool. And as I'm reaching for the golf ball, or as I'm, you know, maneuvering myself into position to reach the golf ball, I heard something. It was a whoo, whoo, whoo sound. And I said, yep, that's a mourning dove. And he's right above me, because I can hear him going, whoo, whoo, whoo. And then as I'm reaching for the golf ball, I hear, hoot, 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 hoot. And I said, that wasn't a mourning dove, that was an owl. But he was far away, like way at the other end, like either at the head of the creek, or he was over in the golf course or in the neighborhood behind the golf course. So I heard an owl and I got very excited. I retrieved the blue golf ball and did some log hopping to get myself back onto solid ground. And the golf ball is a first find. First time I've ever found one of these. It's going straight into the permanent collection. It was now I can't remember what it was called. A something lady. It was called, Forbidden Lady? No. Golfy Lady? I can't remember now. Weird. It was a number 4. And it's an unusual color. It's almost like teal. It's blue, but it's like baby blue with some black in it. It's baby blue with just a shade of gray. It's not quite Russian blue. Just sort of like there's the ducks. Just spooked them. Two mallards. They were right here in the deep area. So I'm going down into the regular spot where we look for golf balls. Those were the two mallards I saw last night. So I retrieved this unusual ball of unusual color. It also has a logo on it. It's like a wreath, a flower wreath on the other side with a silhouette of a lady golfer in it. Somebody's been down here looking for golf balls. That orange that was over there is gone. Oh no, it's still there, but there are footprints everywhere, and some of the white golf balls are gone. Weird. If they were standing right there, why didn't they go for the orange? Anyway. So after pocketing this treasure of a golf ball, I walked down the length of the creek to come down here. And as I was looking down into the creek from up above, as I was walking by, I could see the two mallards. The two mallards that we just spooked. What was that? Something just flew over. I'm hearing sounds. Who's that dude? That is a burb. The creek is drying out a little bit. Okay, so that's good. We might be able to get down there soon. I'm trying to look at places where we can hop and cross. And yeah, see, that'll be okay once the creek goes down a little bit more. How we're going to get across the creek down there where we need to cross onto the island, I don't know how that's going to happen this year. Are we going to even be able to make it onto the island? So anyway, last night I came down here looking for the owl, just in case. I did not find him or her. And that's okay, because I just know that they're moving closer. That's what it all means. The owls are getting closer to Tobe. There are people footprints in the mud down there. Dog footprints. We got dog tracks. Righty right, so let's head upstream a little bit, see if there's anything going on up here. So, yeah, blah. Oh, and just before I left my house. By the way, did I mention I walked down here? That's dangerous. Just before I left my house, I got an email from the Luminarium. Basically saying, the check is on the way. I go, okay, that's cool. You said I'd have it by Friday. I believe you. We got a bird making noises above me. Is he angry about owls? Doesn't sound like it. Although, maybe. So I sent an email back to Brenton, and I said, yeah, that was great and all, blah, blah, blah. You got any attendance numbers? And he emailed me back. Now, the funny thing is when I was there, I sort of estimated that it was about 500 people. But I didn't, that was just a really off the top of my head sort of estimation and not based on any kind of numbers or stats or any general surveying techniques. Walking around the giant root ball here, looking around for owls. So I got another email back from Brenton, and the tickets, the paid attendance was 478. Woohoo! Plus at least 30, 40, maybe even 50 staff. There's a lot of people there. Okay, so that woodpecker that's making that noise, I think he's just, I don't know, he's either happy that he's finding lots of bugs in that tree, or he's angry that he's not finding any bugs in that tree. So yeah, Friday night was about 500 people. Not bad, not bad. I'll take it, I'll take it. So, that was great and all. And I got to do something tonight, too. The big, sort of synth club, the open synth night. Open synth night is tonight. I originally wasn't going to do anything, or I was originally just going to take up some junk and try to interface it with other junk, because that was sort of the general plan, as stated last month, but... Is anybody going to remember that? I kind of doubt it. All right. Now I'm looking for Mr. Snaps, because the last time we saw that snapping turtle, he was in this area. And that's the other thing. Last night I saw some stuff in the water that kind of looked like... Was that a turtle submerging? You know, that kind of thing. Was there a turtle further down? Did somebody get down there? Is there more turtles in this creek? What the hell? All right. Looking for Mr. Snaps. The sun is hitting the water just right. You can see right into it. The problem is that there's a lot of stuff on the water. Leaves and tree buds, etc., etc. A lot of pond scum. So, tonight, I wasn't planning on doing anything, but I just realized if I don't take my mixer up there, then, oh, it's, people are, it, yeah. So I got to take crap up there. And I was thinking, well, you know, we got this ambient thing going on the synth, which is technically for the 9th, and I wanted to save it for Kaite only, make it exclusive music. But maybe I'll just take my modular up there. I'm looking in the water for turtles. I see nothing. I'm standing directly under the owl hole. And I don't see any evidence of anybody being in there. If there was owls in there would be, you know, tufts of downy feathers sticking out, being stuck to the side. I'm gonna turn around. I'm getting warm. Dangerously so. And I still need to make it back to my house. So we're just gonna start moving in a safety direction. For safety. So yeah, tonight. At the shakedown. And I mentioned that I went up on Monday, didn't I? Yeah, of course I did. So all three video walls are up. The extra bass bins are on stage. It's looking pretty nice. It's getting pretty fancy. And it's gonna get down. Gonna get dangerous. What all do I want to take up there tonight? I don't know. But I have been thinking about something else, too. Something kind of technical that I've thought about before. But really didn't put any brain into it until last night. And that was an accident. Okay, here's the other idea. The other idea is what I'm referring to in my mind as the light switch. I need a light switch. But not the thing that goes on your wall that turns the lights on and off. Oh no, this is a switch that is activated by light. Now, I could think of a dozen ways to do this. You know, using comparators, op amps, you know, whatever. There's a lot of ways to go about doing this. But I don't want a big clunky board. I need something small that I can patch into signal chains. Because, and I first had this idea a couple years ago, and I never really thought it out, because I didn't really need to. And then last week I was thinking about it, and I mentioned it. You know, when I do my science demonstration, when I do the whole flashlight-controlled synthesizer thing, you know, the photovoltaic magic, I'm climbing out of here. The photovoltaics, you know, when you shine a light on them, they give you a voltage between 0 and, well, let's just say 5 volts. I think maybe it's 6, and I know it doesn't peak there, so we're just going to say 5 volts. And the thing to understand here is that this is a range. This is a variable voltage. This is a function. This is a voltage that changes. It goes up, it goes down. But at some point, I realized that it might be handy to have something that's just on or off. You point a light at it, it turns on. You point the light away from it, it turns off. Okay, a very simple switch idea, right? That's the very concept of a switch. And I thought that would be really handy. And for some reason I was thinking about this last night. When I had, well, it's either a flash of brilliance or, you know, a flash of idiocy. Alright, I'm back up on the sidewalk. I'm walking back toward my house. Where was I? Oh yeah, idiocy. When suddenly I thought, can't I just use, like, a photo transistor for this? Do I actually need any other parts other than a photo transistor? Yeah, probably, to make it good, to make it sexy, to make it safe. But come on. That ain't Tobe. Let's do Tobe stuff. It's kind of hacky. It's kind of stupid. Yeah, well, sure, it'll work. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll work well. But that's my idea. Can't I just, yeah. I think this will work dirty. I think I can just, take two jacks, just take two sockets, two little 3mm sockets, wire them together with a photo transistor. I'm pretty sure this will work. But is it directional? Okay. The only way we're going to figure out if this is a brilliant idea or not is if I actually do it. Looking down into the creek, I can see the island. I wonder if there's any good golf balls on there. I wonder, how are we going to be able to get down there? And when those two mallards spooked, did they spook the other duck that was down here on this end? Well, we'll know in a minute. So as you remember, I just got a whole bunch of sockets. I just bought 2 dozen sockets. And I have some photo transistors somewhere. Do I know where they are? Oh, I can see the ducky from here. Our other duck, that first duck we ran into, is still there in the same spot, diving, looking for water, or looking for food, digging through the water. Head down, there's a golfer right there. He doesn't even know that there's a duck. Be aware of ducks. And there's all the logs I was climbing on yesterday to get the blue golf ball. I have some photo transistors. I'm not entirely sure where I put them, but I have a couple of good guesses. I think they're in one of the cigar boxes. Is this that same squirrel? This squirrel is sitting in the crook of this tree now. Hi, Squirrely, it's me again. He says, hello. Hello, Tobe. All right, let's cross the street. Well, not yet. Cars are coming. Safety first. So I'm pretty sure I can put my hands on these photo transistors. And I should make one of these. Should I make it completely freeform or should I put it on something? How am I going to give it some structural integrity? See, the thing is, I can make these small enough and it's just two jacks, right? With a freaking photo transistor. This is going to be a very small thing that I'm just going to be able to make a couple of, and we can put them, we can just plug them in line and stuff, and it just, it's brilliant. It's so brilliant, it can't be right. Whenever I come up with ideas that are this good and this obvious and so awesome, it's usually because I've overlooked some critical thing that will make the project fail. So, yeah, the only, if I can quote Mr. Punch, this is the way we do it. We're going to have to make one, which means I got to find the photo transistors. And I think that's possible, because if they're not in the box that I think they're in, then they're downstairs on the edge of the desk in that cigar box. And I don't think they're there. I think they're in the box that's on the floor by the synth. So, I think that's kind of my plan for today. I can't go anywhere unless I walk there, because everything in my house is tore up. The front yard is tore up. There's a big pile of dirt. Man, I saw that giant pile of dirt last night, and all I wanted to do was get some toy trucks and play in the giant pile of dirt. There's holes. There's giant holes, deep holes. There's a Great Dane over there. Hi, big doggy. And the street's torn up, and there's holes in the street. So I can't get out of my house until these guys leave. And they'll leave later. I'll have plenty of time. I'll be able to get out to go to the synth thing. But it means that until then, I'm stuck in my house doing house stuff, which is fine because I love being in my house doing tub stuff. So I'm going to spend the day, some of the time today, trying to put one of these things together. But first I got to think about what kind of package am I want to put this in. You know, you got to have part of it exposed. Got to have the photo transistor exposed so you can get some light on it so it can do its thing, which is going to be weird if it's in line, because what if it flips over? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Fun enough, fun enough, fun. So I have a lot of practical thinking to do. Do the damn thing. Test it out. And either way, you'll hear about it tomorrow. If it works, we'll probably have to make more than one, and we'll have to start doing tricks. If it doesn't work, well, I will report to you that I had a massive failure. Then I'll take it apart and use the parts for something else. Gagaga. All right, walking by my neighbor Jim's house, the guy that lives behind me, they got a skeleton in the basketball hoop and some snowflakes on the above the garage door. So we got Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations still out. But now I've approached Lily's backyard. Is Lily out playing? Why is she not out playing today? Oh, she might be at school. Her preschool is just down the street. Lily is my neighbor who owns the chickens. But we're not on that side of the house yet, so we're getting close. There's birds doing weird stuff under the bushes over there. What are they doing? All right, and so now we round the corner for the last 70 meters to the house, and we got all kinds of stuff going on. We got one big truck with a trailer, and on the trailer we've got the jackhammer and the tamper for the Bobcat, along with a giant, what looks like 24-inch concrete saw. I bet that's fun as hell. Big-ass truck next to a big-ass hole in the concrete. Boom, boom, boom. Half the street is closed. There's another truck up there. There's giant pipes laying around on the sidewalk. They cut some pipes. They're going to do things as I walk up my driveway. We got the Bobcat with a little claw thingy in it. We got the bucket. We got giant piles of dirt. And we enter my garage. Close the garage door behind me. And I'm going to put my garage door opener back in my car. And we can return indoors just to find my kitty cat sitting right here. And just in time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, the flagship radio show of a non-radio. And we air every day at 1930 UTC right here. Bye-bye. Cyber Cheddar.